You're listening to The Schiffer Report, live on WHKW, 1220 AM.
We are headed into the storm of all storms. Yes, this storm is upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot buy our security of one nation under God, our freedoms in Christ our Savior from the threat of the devil any longer. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson in history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning Christian liberal friends refuse to face. Our priests, our pastors, and now, sadly, even our Pope. That his policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives us no choice between peace and war, only between fight and surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we will have to face the final demand, the final ultimatum, and what then? When Satan has told his own, he knows what our answer is going to be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of his cold war, and someday when the time is right to deliver his final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because you see, by then we will have been so weakened from within, spiritually, morally, economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better red than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees with his mask on than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know it and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased the price of chains and slavery.
If you're tired of fake news and leftist propaganda, then you've come to the right place. It's time for The Schiffer Report with the radio journalist, author, and political analyst, Paul Schiffer.
They told us the protests in the summer of 2020 were peaceful. Got $1 billion worth of damage around our cities that says it wasn't. They told us the FBI didn't spy on the Trump campaign. Sure looks like it did. They told us the vaccinated can't get it. You know that's wrong.
You heroes have killed a dozen people this week. What are you going to do next week?
We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else.
Is it just me, or is it getting crazier out there?
I may sound like a Bible beater, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
We will not live our lives in fear.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us.
Live from WHKW, your host, Paul Schiffer.
Thank you, Style. Great introduction. This is The Schiffer Report. I'm your host, Paul Schiffer. Heard every Thursday evening here at WHKW, part of the Salem Radio Network, every Thursday from 7, a little after 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock. I have a very special, profound guest tonight, and continuing into next week. Suffice it to say that this episode of The Schiffer Report is part one of a two-part grand episode explaining the communist threat that's very real and growing rapidly, and it's becoming more known out there the more people wake up under the regime of this abominable Biden regime. At any rate, some of the topics we're going to talk about with our guest Cliff Kincaid, the expert of experts on communism. We're going to talk today and next week. We're not going to rush it. We have some time now, since we have a two-part special, to be discussing the China threat, the threat from Russia, and yes, the real Putin. He is a communist. No matter what certain conservatives have been deceived about him, he is a threat to our nation. The perestroika deception, Gorbachev, the lies that he laid in motion that are still influencing us today, the real Russian disinformation campaign, the 1968 congressional investigation that Cliff Kincaid is very knowledgeable on, investigating the communist infiltrating our government even back in 1968. Going to talk about many other things, including the weather underground protesters that ended up becoming the main support for Obama when he ran for president, And we also have a chance, somebody out there later in the broadcast will win a free copy of Cliff Kincaid's book. It came out a few years ago. It's excellent, though, called Back from the Dead, The Return of the Evil Empire. So with no further ado, Cliff Kincaid, welcome to the broadcast tonight.
Paul, it's great to be with you.
You know, we go way back. I've been attending your excellent seminars and conferences for a couple decades, even though you've been doing it for, I think, since 1979, correct?
Well, that's when I first came to Washington, D.C. I've been involved for over 40 years, involved with these issues. I started my current group, America's Survival, about 25 years ago.
Fantastic. Well, you gave a speech recently, this past Wednesday, April 17th, from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Frederick County Conservative Club, and it was basically a great summary of communism. We have that posted, by the way. You gave us permission to put it up on the website, theschifferreport.com. There's a lot of stuff about Cliff Kincaid that our producer put up there yesterday, I think it was, on theschifferreport.com. Cliff's bio, the stuff he's done, pictures from his past, and this excellent PowerPoint presentation, 31 pages long, that he referenced when he gave his speech the other night. Journalist Cliff Kincaid discussed in that speech how the nation has been infiltrated by communists from top to bottom with the eye-opening PowerPoint that's on the website and his, too. That includes photos from March 18th, the communist rally in Washington, D.C. Let's get to it. I have a lot of notes in front of me. Do you want to start with some of the major points from your PowerPoint the other day?
Paul, let me start by mentioning something I heard today.
Okay.
I try to keep everything current and contemporary. I was actually bringing my dog back from the groomer, a little 9-pound poodle, and I turned on Glenn Beck, who's carried in the Frederick County area, on 9:30 a.m., and I like Glenn Beck a lot. He did a lot in the past. Still is a great contributor, although he was fired by Fox News for exposing George Soros. But Glenn was dealing with something that he calls, a lot of people call it, cancel culture.
Okay.
And then he referred to the woke movement. Wokeism. And everybody is, if you watch Fox, you hear that a lot, the woke movement and cancel culture. Before that, it was political correctness. And I'm here to tell you that those are all euphemisms. Why don't we just quit beating around the bush and talk about the fact that it's all communism? This is what communism is doing to the United States. Let's don't call it political correctness or wokeism or cancel culture. And what I challenge your audience to do is to analyze things from a historical perspective. I'm prepared to provide all the information we have. And by the way, we used to have 500 anti-communist videos on YouTube. And a year ago, they were all taken down by YouTube, which is owned by Google, on grounds that they were violating YouTube's community guidelines. And as you know, I've been under attack for years. This was just the latest. The Southern Poverty Law Center's been after me. I've been threatened with lawsuits, but we're still here on our feet. We're still fighting. And this PowerPoint you mentioned that I gave to the local group, the Frederick County Conservative Club, is really, a pretty good summary of where we stand, how we got here, and what's coming. And I'm looking at the possibility, you might even say guerrilla warfare, more riots, eco-terrorism, all this, in my view, is in the pipeline for the United States as we enter into the 2024 campaign season.
You're right. I believe it's going to get far worse. We're just at the beginning of a major storm, as Jim Caviezel said in our opening clip there about the storm coming. And it's a communist storm led by Satan. Speaking of that, let me give you some recent news you probably heard about here in Akron, Ohio. I live in Canton. The radio show's in Independence, Ohio, pretty close to Cleveland. But yesterday, Marxist Black Lives Matter terrorists assaulted police officers and damaged Akron businesses, downtown Akron, during a riot over Jalen Walker case. It's just despicable. They're allowed to. So another city is in flames now because of these black terrorists, these communists.
It's true. It's been going on, really going back decades. And in the PowerPoint, I mentioned how riots hit the United States back in the 60s. There was the so-called Watts Rebellion, the Black Rebellion in Los Angeles. Then bringing it up to date, May 2020, the Black Lives Matter riots around the country, including in Lafayette Park across from the White House, where they almost burned down St. John's Church. And it was that location, Paul, where I went on March 18th, about a month ago. I went into the nation's capital to cover this communist rally in support of Russia, China, Cuba, North Korea. And I guess I was the only one there. I've done this for decades, as you know. I go to these communist rallies. I go to their bookstores. I've been up to the Revolution Books in New York City. I've been kicked out of communist conferences. But this one, and I have a lot of photos in that PowerPoint that people can look at that I took myself, shows that communism is not dead. It's very much alive, and it's active on American soil. Rallies like this one I took pictures of in Lafayette Square were held in about 15 other major American cities. Now, I know there's probably some of your listeners out there who are saying, oh, well, you know, these guys are not any kind of a threat. But in my PowerPoint, I have a great, I should say, infamous quote from Vladimir Bukovsky, the great late Soviet dissident, in which he talked about how Lenin started out with 40,000 comrades. And I'll tell you, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of communists in the United States today. The difference is they've had the benefit of Russia and China and North Korea, and many of them are integrated into the National Democratic Party. This is a fact. This has been well established. And the communists basically have become, like Black Lives Matter, like some of these other groups, Antifa, they are the communist-inspired shock troops that are going to, in my opinion, and I think you agree, produce more riots, even more sabotage, and then, as I document in the PowerPoint, resort to eco-terrorism. They even have a film out that's playing in theaters about how to sabotage an oil pipeline. This is what they have up their sleeve.
You're listening to the Schiffer Report. A special guest is expert on communism, Cliff Kincaid. He's been a journalist since the late 70s, used to work for the great conservative group down in Washington, D.C., Accuracy in Media, back when they were exposing communism. His boss back then was the great Reed Irvine, who passed away, 10, 20 years ago. Let's go back to a document that you posted and you wrote about a couple weeks ago on your website. Information, and you gave some of this information on your PowerPoint presentation the other day. Talk about the guerrilla warfare advocates in the United States, the communists. It's a report by the committee, the House Committee on Un-American Activities, House of Representatives, 90th Congress, back in 1968. Back then, the Congress was speaking out against communists. It wasn't just Joseph McCarthy in the Senate in the 1950s. It was Congressman Martin Dees, a predecessor to the exposés that that came down through the pike. But then in the 1970s, the Congress and the House put a stop to any investigation in communism. So we don't get this kind of information anymore. Tell us a little bit about the guerrilla warfare advocates in the United States, 1968.
These reports are absolutely critical to understand, and I've got literally dozens of them because you can't find them anymore. It's very hard to ascertain where they are, to find copies of them. We are trying to reassemble all these reports because, as you say, since 1974, when the last report of the successor committee, the House Internal Security Committee, was released, and that had to do with the Workers' World Party, we've had really 50 years of no congressional expose or even examination of the domestic communist movement. And that's why one of the things, if you go to my website, usasurvival.org, I have some action items for the conservative movement. One of them is to get Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, to reinstitute a committee like this. Now, we do have some good committees going, one looking at China, one's looking at the weaponization of government. Mm-hmm. We've got a House Homeland Security Committee looking at the open borders. But we need a committee like this because history is repeating itself. What they documented in 1968 was that there was a growing movement in the United States behind guerrilla warfare. And remember, in 1983, this actually became a bombing of the U.S. Capitol itself by the Weather Underground. And they were trained in Cuba in guerrilla warfare. Some of their people went to the old Soviet Union. All of these people are around. But more importantly, they've recruited a new cadre of people. You saw a bunch of them arrested recently in Atlanta when they went after the Cop City, the new police facility being built down there.
Right.
35 Antifa people were arrested on domestic terrorism charges. This is getting bigger and bigger, and we need Congress to take a look at it.
We do. And it's in plain sight now. It used to be not so much, but now they're propping up in cities all over the country. Of course, Portland was burned to the ground, and you've got all these cities. Now Akron is under attack from, and let me say, there's a lot of great, you know this, a lot of great conservative blacks out there that are just as upset about this stuff as we are and aware. In Canton, Ohio, we got a great minister named Walter Moss, who's very pro-life and against Planned Parenthood. But these blacks don't understand they're being used by the left, by the communists. The communists, going way back to Lenin and Stalin, had their agents infiltrate our country and influencing and radicalizing our black community.
Well, they are, and this is part of what I saw for myself at that March 18th rally in D.C. There was actually a communist group there called the African Socialist Party.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the demonstration, and since we last talked, Paul, this group, I have to give the FBI credit here, the FBI actually investigated this particular group, this African Socialist Party, because they themselves had traveled to Moscow and were taking orders and guidance from Russia to oppose U.S. foreign policy. This was an actual indictment handed down just the other day that I'm going to soon be doing a story on. But most of these groups, including the Workers' World Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party, these are all groups I saw and took pictures of. Most of them are connected in one way or the other to either Russia or China or Cuba or even North Korea. And the final point I want to make about this is that all of this is technically totally illegal, because there is still a law on the books. It's, you can look it up, called the Communist Control Act, which was an old bipartisan bill passed by the Congress in the 50s that outlaws any kind of foreign direction of domestic communist activity in the United States and enables these people to be arrested and tried as foreign agents. And, of course, the Biden administration won't enforce that law. But in addition to getting Kevin McCarthy to start this new committee, we ought to have him investigate why these laws that are still on the books are not being enforced. Because what's inevitably going to happen is we're going to face another wave of domestic terrorism, just as we saw with the George Floyd riots. But this time it's going to expand, as I just said, into eco-terrorism. I mean, look at what's been happening in the United States recently. And I'm not blaming all this on the communists, but we've had a lot of derailments of on the railways. We've had incidents involving attacks using lasers on some of our aircraft. We, of course, had, everybody knows now, the Chinese spy balloon just flying over the United States, gathering intelligence.
And it went over every major military installation in the United States, and it wasn't shot down by our military after they collected all their data.
Right. And then, of course, we got other threats within, such as this young 21-year-old airman who stole all these top-secret documents and put them out on the Internet for Russia and China to use. He was following in the steps of Edward Snowden, about whom I wrote a book. He was the former CIA NSA contractor who defected through Chinese Hong Kong and went to Russia, where he's now a Russian citizen. We've got these, and don't forget, we did three books on Obama. Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, actually got into the CIA despite the fact that he admitted that he had voted for the Communist Party when he was in college back at Fordham University in 1976. There used to be a time when if you voted communist, you had communist sympathies, you were not allowed into the intelligence community.
Hold your thought.
Anymore.
Hold your thought, Cliff. We have a caller now. By the way, the phone lines are open, 216-901-0933. We encourage your phone calls. If you have a question or comment to give to our special guest tonight, Cliff Kincaid, 216-901-0933. You'll have a chance to win for free a copy of his book he wrote about 5 years ago called Back from the Dead, The Return of the Evil Empire. We go to Dave calling in from Medina. Dave, you have a question or comment for Cliff?
Yeah, hi. With that said, Cliff Kincaid, I follow you on News with Views, and I'm going to circle back around to one of your articles on the church needs an exorcism, correct?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, but with that, kind of work it in. Trevor Lowden had the DVD out there with Enemies Within the Church, which matches communism inside the church, given the liberation theology in the CRT woke church, and throw in there the homosexuality thing. But I'd like you to comment on that article, The Church Needs Exorcism. I came out of the Catholic Church, and I look at all that, Catholic grade school, Catholic education, high school, the whole bit. And I look at all this, doing work in Central America, headed down to Panama soon. And this is what we got, not only in the government, but in the church. So I'd like you to comment on that. I'm going to hang up.
Thanks, Dave.
That's a very, very complicated topic. Of course, Trevor Lowden is a great friend of mine. I've done a lot of work on that topic over the years. One of my latest reports had to do with, actually, it was a review of a great new book that came out called The Devil and Bella Dodd,
co-written
by Paul Kengor, another old friend of mine who used to come to our conferences. The Catholic Church, which is the biggest denomination in the United States, has been heavily infiltrated.
Hold your thought. We've got to slide into a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have about 25 minutes. You're listening to the Schiffer Report with special guest Cliff Kincaid. This is part one of a two-part special. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention. We are proud to support our friend and true patriot, Paul Schiffer, and this important radio program, The Schiffer Report. If you are listening to Paul, then you are the kind of educated and engaged conservative who is concerned about our nation and our future. I would ask you to join me every week for the We the People Convention News and Opinion podcast, where we highlight the news that affects your individual freedom, liberty, and prosperity, then discuss things that you can do as an individual to protect your rights and defend our nation. You can find our podcast on our website at wethepeopleconvention.org or on Rumble at TomZWTPC or by downloading our We the People Convention app to your Roku or Amazon Fire TV. Get all the details on our website at wethepeopleconvention.org and be sure to sign up to get our emails or text messages as well. Thanks for listening to the Schiffer Report.
If you like the Schiffer Report, and I know you do, then check out Understanding the Times, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on 1220. Hi, I'm Mike Fodor, your friendly host. We're live in studio, call-in talk show that brings the five C's of conversation and topics. Cutting edge, controversial, conspiratorial, conservative, and Christian. Visit our website, SoaringDoveMinistries.com. We have 100-plus podcasts in 15 categories, such as cultural causes, history, current events and prophecy, and much more. And listen live Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
In a world full of entertainers walking on eggshells and other media companies airing whatever message will make them the almighty dollar, StylesRebelRadio.com is a group of free content creators specializing in podcasts, articles, interviews, and more. Everything from conspiracy theories involving JFK and artificial intelligence to local up-and-coming musicians and blogs that take life a little less seriously. StylesRebelRadio.com is your one-stop destination for a wide variety of all entertainment all the time. All content may not be suitable for all ages. StylesRebelRadio.com. All rights reserved.
Listening to the Schiffer Report, our special guest tonight is Cliff Kincaid. I keep looking at Kent Clisby. I've got his material in front of me about what you said earlier on, that the woke mentality, the political correct mentality comes from the former Soviet Union. They had KGB agents back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that infiltrated promoting this wokeness. It goes way back. And our mutual friend, KGB defector Konstantin Priobrzezinski, wrote a couple books on this matter. In fact, I think he has some of it in your book, Back from the Dead. Any more comment on that woke phenomena? I'm sure you're familiar with Kent Clisby.
I am. I can't go into all the detail and background about what the caller was referring to, the communist infiltration of the church.
Yeah.
If he's more interested, I would suggest he drop me a line at Kincaid@comcast.net, and I will send him a special report we issued about a month ago called The Powers of Darkness in the Catholic Church. It goes into communist infiltration as well as the nature of the child sex abuse scandals that have crippled the church's moral authority. I don't want to leave the impression that the Catholic Church is thoroughly corrupted.
Right. There's a lot of great conservative leaders in the Catholic Church and pro-life leaders. Some of them are very outspoken, more so than their Protestant counterparts, unfortunately. But go ahead.
And, of course, there was a big conflict involving the Catholic Church and communism during the reign of Pope John Paul II, who was a target of an assassination attempt by a KGB operative. And I want to return to that, because when you analyze what communism has done to the United States, I would just remind people, and we've done a lot of work and investigation on this too, that in my opinion, John F. Kennedy was murdered by the communists. Lee Harvey Oswald was a Marxist. He was a member of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He had, of course, was an ex-Marine trained in marksmanship who had defected to the Soviet Union, then came back here. By the way, Robert F. Kennedy was killed by a Marxist, Sirhan Sirhan, who is still in jail. And it's sad to me, Paul, to see RFK Jr., who just announced he's running for president yesterday.
Yeah.
Not willing. There's a lot about him I admire, but he's not willing personally to admit that the communists killed his father. And yet Sirhan Sirhan was a committed Marxist. I would add, and you can see this in my PowerPoint, I mention all this and more, that an outright communist actually graduated from the West Point Military Academy. His name is Spencer Rapone. He got out and on graduation day held up his cap, and inside the cap it said, "Communism will win." He was then let go, but after many years of the taxpayers paying for his, quote, education. This is the point I want to make, too, in my action items I've got up on my website, usasurvival.org. We've got to do many things to start educating young people about this philosophy, this ideology that has killed 100 million people. There's a number of initiatives underway in various states, such as in Florida by Governor DeSantis, to start requiring communism education in the high schools so that people understand what this philosophy is all about. When I went to that March 18th rally in Washington, most of the 1,000 or 1,500 that I saw in D.C., and keep in mind there were rallies like this in 15 other cities, most of them were young people in their 20s and 30s. Probably many of them came out of college this way. They believe in communism.
I want to comment, on another similar rally that happened around the same time, I think a little bit prior to this rally you're talking about, where there were hundreds of communists at and with their literature and everything, but it didn't get any... they didn't reveal this on Tucker Carlson's show. I love Tucker Carlson. I think he does a great job 90% of the time, but he doesn't get it about Russia. He's bought into the Russian disinformation campaign, which is a real one now that Putin has generated, where he's got conservatives in the country, and I personally know many of them who are right on all the issues, conservative, pro-Trump, but they think Putin's a Christian and Putin's not a bad guy and the Soviet Union went away, and there's all kind of disinformation on this. You were there, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, at that rally I'm talking about. It was an anti-war, a get us out of Ukraine rally, and they've got it all wrong concerning Ukraine, correct?
They do, and that was a central focus of the March 18th rally as well. People need to read, I, of course, recommend Back from the Dead, Return of the Evil Empire. We published that in 2014.
Yeah.
There's some great defector books, such as Perestroika, Deception, New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. But you'll see in my PDF, Paul,
I have a quote out of a Gorbachev speech. And remember, Mikhail Gorbachev was the last Soviet president. And one of his last speeches was called October, was on the October Revolution that created the Soviet Union. And he said, this is during the time of perestroika and openness and so forth. He said, we are on the road to world communism. We will never turn off that road. And until he died, I think he died last year, he was a big supporter of Vladimir Putin.
So the idea that the Soviet Union crashed, and I know I agree with you on this, is a myth, is a fallacy, it's a grand deception. Perestroika, as it was called, simply means restructuring of what was old. It doesn't mean they walked away from communism, abandoned communism. And I have this newsletter in front of me. I know you're familiar with the late, great Chris Story, who used to work for Margaret Thatcher in England. And it's called The Soviet Analyst. And I have a newsletter here from March of 2001 that says it's called Lenin's World Revolution and the Creation of the Global Common Mind. And that's what Gorbachev was doing, was creating a common mind of socialism. They found a new strategy. Instead of just going at us front and center, they would deceive us, getting us to think that the Soviet Union went away. And they let certain countries loosen up a little bit. They let East Germany go back to West Germany, you know, the game. But wasn't it just all a grand deception strategy?
It is. And to compound the error, we hear a lot of people, including on Fox News and people like Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson saying, oh, we can't support Ukraine because we'll drive the Russians into the hands of the Chinese.
They're already in the hands of the Chinese.
Of course they are. I wrote a whole book called The Sword of Revolution, dealing with the so-called Sino-Soviet split.
Right.
It was really an argument over tactics and strategy. That's all it was. And Russia... In fact, you look back at history, I've got articles about this on my website, because we're in touch with some of the best thinkers, best anti-communist analysts on the face of the earth, many in other countries. The Chinese Communist Party was actually established by an agent of the Comintern. That was the Communist International. And the founder of the Communist Party of China wasn't Mao. It was a Russian communist.
Yeah, I remember.
Mao was brought in as a figurehead, as the de facto or nominal leader. But from the start, it's been part of the world communist movement, just like Russia.
I think you're one of the leaders in the anti-communist movement. You've been doing this for decades now, originally with Accuracy in Media. Our guest tonight is Cliff Kincaid. He's talking a little major points about the communist movement, how it's infiltrated their government, and how they're still real. Putin's still at it. They changed their name from Soviet Union back to Russia, but they're still a real threat, and they are in bed with China. They are military allied, and something the Biden administration has been doing since they got into power, this illegitimate regime, as you know, they've been creating or fomenting communist revolutions in Central and South America, Brazil, a point in hand. The phone lines are open. I'm going to give you a chance. Cliff, I had a few extra books I had bought from your last seminar that I went to about 4 or 5 years ago. I've got back from the dead a copy of it, The Return of the Evil Empire. Caller number 3 will win a free copy. I'll mail this out to you tomorrow. That's caller number 3. Call this number, 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. You can stay on the line to ask a question. But caller number 3 will win a copy of Back from the Dead, written by Cliff Kincaid, and also a couple other friends of both of ours, Konstantin Priobrzezinski, the Russian defector, who I know personally, he's a good friend of mine, and another good friend of ours, J.R. Nyquist. He's been on this program quite a few times. That's caller number 3 to 216-901-0933. And now we go to a surprise caller, somebody calling from Florida, Cliff. Welcome to the show, JC.
Hey, Paul, and hey, Cliff. Great to hear you guys and what you're talking about. And it sparked something it hit me hard. You know, what's happening domestically with the communist infiltration is one thing, but there's something going on internationally that ought to really open people's eyes. And that's this BRICS economic coalition that the communists have put together, Russia, Red China, Brazil, and South Africa, all communists, and they are doing everything they can do to take away the dollar as the currency of trade around the world. The dollar is going to be dropped. They're going to substitute likely the yuan from China as the reserve currency for international trade. That's going to devalue our dollar, cause an economic meltdown here, which is what they want, so they domestic communists can push and take over.
That's an important point to make. I appreciate your call, JC. I think that is their goal. I think it's going to be harder than many people realize, because as someone who analyzes the communist theory of history, we, the United States, are in what they call the highest stage of capitalism. They call it imperialism. That's, of course, a negative term. But I know, because I have actually a son who works on Wall Street, our financial system is so much more sophisticated than what the Chinese or the Russians or those in India or South Africa can offer at the current time. We do still have an edge there, but it's a danger that we should watch out for. And you bring up, I'll just expand on this a bit. Paul mentioned how Brazil's going communist. South Africa is another interesting case study, because the United States basically supported, as we go back in history, Nelson Mandela, who became the president of a new multiracial South Africa. We found out after his death that he was a secret communist. He was a secret member of the South African Communist Party. And this is what happens time after time after time, doesn't it? We were told that Fidel Castro wasn't a communist. He was just a reformer, that Mandela was just a human rights champion, not a communist. Well, all these people end up turning out to be communists, and they are supported by elements of the same in our own government.
Well, on that point, Cliff, if I might add, this is what happened with China, is we had communists in the State Department who pushed Mao as an agrarian reformer. Chiang Kai-shek, our ally, was a corrupt dictator, and they swayed things so that Red China could come in and take over. This is the same playbook they've used over and over, and they're going to keep doing it.
They will, and some of them, unfortunately, in the conservative movement today, such as Tucker, are trying to convince us that, we can't support Ukraine because Putin is really a Christian. He's really somebody who's in sympathy with what we're trying to do, and they point to his bringing back to a period of prominence in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church. But as you know, and Paul referred to Priobrzezinski's book, one of his books deals with the fact that the Russian Orthodox Church is totally controlled, first by the KGB, now by the FSB. It's totally a creature of the Russian communist regime. So once again, we're fooled into thinking somehow that they're like us.
If the audience recognizes JC's voice, he's been a guest many times on the Schiffer Report, a friend of mine, author J.C. Hawkins. He's from St. Augustine, Florida. He's got an excellent two books out. He's working on a third. His first one was Betrayal Bethesda 1, then Betrayal Bethesda 2. A lot of people have had a chance to win that book over the past few months, and he's working on a new book, the third part to that. You're almost complete with it, right?
About two-thirds of the way through. I'm working hard.
Well, thanks for
tell you that Stacy's book, especially the section about what happened to Joe McCarthy, is very important because it sets a precedent for what's happening to patriots and people like Trump and his supporters and pro-lifers and even traditional Catholics today. They're being targeted. And McCarthy, of course, in his case, he went into Bethesda Hospital, Walter Reed, with a knee injury and came out in a body bag. And McCarthy was just on the cusp of investigating not only communist espionage in our nuclear labs, and remember our atom bombs designs had already been stolen by the Rosenbergs and Oppenheimer and the rest, but he was investigating or about to investigate communist infiltration of the CIA, and then he died.
If I may just add something very quickly, is in 2020, I attended one of Cliff's seminars in Washington, and he had great speakers there, Trevor Loudon and others, and it was just so highly engaging and informative. And I wound up sitting next to this guy from Ohio, a guy named Paul Schiffer. Now, what are the odds of that? And here we are today. God bless you both.
Okay, thanks for the call, J.C. J.C. Hawkins, author of Betrayal Bethesda. I'm going to give you a chance in about a minute to ask for financial help for your group, your excellent group, America Survival. Remember to go to his website, usasurvival.org. That's usasurvival.org. Remember to check my website, theschifferreport.com. Schiffer spelled S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. And also, if you'd like to send me a donation to keep this program on the air, it's pay to play every week, then give me a call at 216-276-8257 or drop me a line. My address is 2434 Whipple Avenue Northwest. That's 2434 Whipple Avenue Northwest, Canton, Ohio, apartment 1, Canton, Ohio, 44708. Also, I want to tell people that we're decided to do for a $40 or more donation to the Schiffer Report, you'll get the past four shows on CD sent to you. So a $40 or more donation to the Schiffer Report will give you the past four CDs sent to your home address. So give Style a call. That's my producer, 216-901-0933. And go ahead, Cliff, give your address, your website.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you what we're up to. As I indicated, we've been dealt some really strong, severe, heavy blows within the last couple of years. Threatened lawsuits, YouTube taking down our 500 videos, defunded by a conservative foundation because we were too anti-communist. We're trying to get back up on our feet. If you go to usasurvival.org, there's a couple ways you can support us. A secure site online where you can click give. If you click our action items page up there, you'll get our street address or PO address if you prefer sending a check that way. One of the things we're trying to do is bring back, and you may remember this, Paul, back in 2011, we were the ones who held, this is 10 years ago, we held a major conference that we called the Soros Files Conference. We were the first ones in the conservative movement to draw attention to how he was funding with his billions various subversive, even communist organizations in the United States and abroad. Now, all of our videos based on that conference, poof, they're gone. But we hope, if we can get the resources, to hold another such conference in sometime during this year, either in Washington, or we're even thinking about taking it down to Florida. So that's our current status right there.
By the way, Cliff, we had a winner. I didn't notice it. Style put it up on the screen, but thank you for calling in, Austin. You won a free copy of Cliff Kincaid's excellent book from years ago, Back from the Dead, The Return of the Evil Empire. It also has a chapter in it from Soviet expert J.R. Nyquist and our mutual friend Konstantin Preobrazhensky, defector from the Soviet Union. So, Austin, I'm going to mail that out to you tomorrow. We have Norm on the line. Welcome, Norm. Question or comment?
Yes, sir. This is Norm. I just want to say hi to J.C. and Cliff Kincaid. I know you guys probably don't remember me. I remember you. Please continue to be watchmen on the wall. Keep blowing those trumpets. Get America to wake up. God bless you. We'll keep you in our prayers.
Good. Thanks, Norm. Thanks. Yeah, Norm went down with me and Chet Bartram and Larry. We went down to your conference, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. That's where we met J.C. Hawkins. Well, we've only got, how much time we got, Sal? 1 minute? Okay, we got 2 minutes. Go ahead and wrap up, Cliff. We've got 2 minutes left. Thanks for listening to the show. Thank you for Austin for calling in to win a copy of the book. A quick reminder, anybody that wants to donate $40 or more, to the Schiffer Report, we'll get free CDs, four CDs of previous shows. And remember, Cliff Kincaid's going to be joining us next Thursday also for part two of this interview about communism. Go ahead, Cliff.
Paul, I appreciate all you're doing there. It's been great to be on your show and to reestablish contact and to hear from JC. We're continuing all of our efforts. Look, I've been at this, as we indicated at the start of the show, for over 40 years. I came into Washington in the summer of 78. I've covered all of these communist conferences, held a number of them to expose them in Washington, D.C., such as the one you went to at the National Press Club.
Right.
We've been hit hard, but we're trying to get back into the fight big time, and we need your help.
Well, thanks for joining us this week, and hope to have you back. We will have you back next Thursday's episode of The Schiffer Report. Remember to go to my website, theschifferreport.com. This show will be up there, and also Cliff Kincaid's website, usasurvival.org. God bless you, Cliff.
Thanks so much, Paul. Good luck to you.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Cliff is really a tremendous an expert on communism. He throws great seminars down there in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club. I started going to these conferences about 20 years ago. I think I've been to at least 7 or 8 of them, and along with J.C. Hawkins. So there's a lot of work to do. And one final shout-out to the family of Charles Stanley. I love to listen to Charles Stanley's preaching, and rest in peace, Charles Stanley.
The Schiffer Report with host Paul Schiffer. You'll hear insightful analysis of the news and interviews with the top conservative thinkers from across America. Paul Schiffer brings decades of public policy experience to the microphone, along with an uncompromising commitment to the conservative Christian principles that make this nation great.
The preceding program is sponsored by Paul Schiffer.